I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered. Today, a Valentine's Day show where two good friends pick love songs. And I thought the best match, the perfect match to pick Valentine's Day songs would be Melina Duterte, best known for her project Aesom, and Michelle Zauner of Japanese Breakfast. I had them each send me a list of songs. Neither of them knew what the other had picked. This conversation took place in three cities. Melina was at NPR West in Culver City, California. Michelle was at our NPR Bureau in New York City. I was in Washington, D.C., though a little late coming to the studio, and their conversation had already begun. So that's where we begin our Valentine's Day show.
Where's Bub? Are you sick?
No, I've had this cough for like 4 months. It's totally normal. I got really freaked. I had bronchitis when I was in Asia, in China.
Did you guys ever think of doing like a health show?
I mean, how to take care of yourself on tour.
Or not.
Hi, Bub. Tip, it's impossible.
Hi.
How are
Hello.
You?
Good. So let me hear Michelle.
Hi, Bob. It's good to hear from you again.
Good. And Melina?
This is me talking. I talk like this.
Awesome.
I'm not sick.
I want to play this song.
Oh.
Guess who?
I wonder who that is. Michelle.
Who picked this song?
I picked this song.
Let's listen. Friday I'm in Love, Yellow Tango.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday break my heart, Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love.
And it is Friday, in fact, and we're with Japanese Breakfast with Jay Sam, and we want to play love songs, yes? And this song in particular was one done by The Cure long ago. Which version did you hear first, Michelle?
Definitely The Cure version.
Yeah.
I just found this cover not too long ago, just back on the Yola Tango kick since they released four new amazing tracks. Revisiting their catalog, was listening to their cover album, and just thought this was really perfect for the theme.
Let's just listen to a little bit more. This is from a record called Stuff Like That There. For in a love song? Is there something that, like, in this song in particular that got you?
I mean, I think that Georgia Hubley's voice is one of my favorite voices in music. Mm-hmm. And I think post Thurston and Kim, they're the most long-lasting, you know, they're the enduring rock couple. and I think that they're, I hope that their relationship endures. And I think they're just a lovely couple, and I love their band so much, and all of their music just sounds so effortless, so it felt like a really great cover to kick off my list of songs for Valentine's Day.
It's funny, I didn't really think about the couple part of it, and just because I associate this song with so much with The Cure,
mm-hmm.
more so. But yeah, that's a beautiful sentiment, making music together with either friends, lovers, or partners. It's a great thing to do. Do either of you make music with close friends?
Yeah. I recorded this last record with Craig Hendricks, who plays drums in the band, and between the two of us, we co-produced the album Soft Sounds from Another Planet and played all the instruments together, and I think Craig Hendricks has become one of my very best friends. It's totally incredible. We've spent so much time together the last 2 years sitting in a car together, and for the first time, we were apart for the last 2 months while I was staying in Asia, and I actually even missed him, which is kind of incredible because when you spend so much time with your band members, you really stop appreciating each other.
In fact, you might even go the other direction when the car door opens up. You two have traveled, yes, together?
Yeah, we did our first, I think that it was Melina's first U.S. tour. It was my first 5-week U.S. tour, and my first real tour is Japanese Breakfast with bands. And that was where we met. That was in, what, June
summer
of 2016?
Summer of 2016 with Mitski and you and me.
Yep, it was a magical experience.
Historical, truly,
it was.
Actually.
Many people ask us about that tour all the time.
Oh, still. They still ask if it's going to happen, too.
I know.
And?
Again.
Mitski's very busy. We're very busy.
But
he doesn't have time for us.
But you two are not terrible. I mean, you are busy, but you're doing a little tour with Hand Habits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so
great.
We got
our West Coast tour next week.
So will you two be in a car van together?
We'll be in two separate vans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not talking to each other.
No, none at all. Yeah. We're not going to talk to each other for this tour.
Separate green rooms.
This is a lie.
Separate vans.
Yeah. She's going to get the bigger trailer and the bigger green room, too. Yeah, she's like at that level now. So. I understand.
So now you have aspirations, Melina.
Yeah.
She can talk to my representatives.
But have you two been in the same van touring at all to pick music together? Because you seem to be Twitter-wise and so forth kind of friends.
Yeah, we're kind of friends.
Kind of friends?
We have never been in a van on tour together.
That has to happen.
I would like to.
I would like to. Maybe on this tour we'll like switch it up a little bit and mix band members, switch it up. That would
I think
be fun.
We will.
I think that there are some nights that we're going to get hotel rooms next to each other, and maybe we'll just switch up. Who stays with her would have a slumber
party.
Oh, that's
definitely going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
What would you play in the van if you were picking love songs and driving in a car together?
Fleetwood Mac.
What else would you play?
Dave Matthews Band? Yeah, Crash Into Me for sure. I'm sorry, but I love that track, and I've been listening to that nonstop. That's a good love song.
I definitely was really into that love song when I was, I think, in middle school. That was what a love song was supposed to be.
Well, here comes. We're going to play it.
Oh,
are
gosh.
We really?
I didn't even put it on my list.
I definitely thought, oh my God, you had that queued up.
Mind reading.
How did you do that so
fiber
quickly?
Optic.
That's amazing.
Here we go.
I love this song.
Let's listen. I'm going to take out your mics.
Oh my God.
Maybe I won't take out your mics.
I think that Melina is going to do some amazing
singing. Oh, take my mic off. You got to.
No. All right, here we go. Sweet like a dead tune in my soul. Sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come crash into me, and I come into
the chimes.
Yeah. We need more of that in music now.
When we do our track together, Melina, we'll have a lot of chimes.
Oh, it's only chimes.
How old were you when you heard this song first, Melina?
I think I was in middle school too. I didn't really think
like
much of it. Yeah, okay, all right. I'm not a baby, Michelle.
Are you close? What's the age difference?
No, she's way
you
younger than me, and I will never let her forget it.
Oh, you're, what are you, like 38
I'm very
now?
Much her elder. We're not going to say on air how old I am, but I'm much older than Melina.
Oh my gosh.
On the
Mitski
like tour.
No age difference.
On the Mitski tour. Yeah, right. That's what the young people say. On the Mitski tour, it was a running joke that I'm just very mad at how talented Melina is at her age. And
oh, stop.
I definitely was not as talented and definitely not as like chill of a person. And so on the Mitski tour, it was a running joke that I'd be like, oh man, I just love J-Som. She's like the most talented 16-year-old I know.
Like,
oh my God. And a lot of
you were
like,
she was just
so
born
confused.
Yesterday.
Yeah. She's that's like true. 5 years old and she's just like made it this far already.
She was my grandma on tour. So, you know, I learned a lot from her.
Yeah, I frequently I call her my child.
What's the most helpful tip that, Melina, you got from Michelle? You
can well, first of all, if we're on a compliment train, Michelle is quite the powerhouse. Okay, she makes music, right? She produces it, too. She works with, like, a ton of people. And she, like, directs music videos.
She's directed your music video.
Exactly. Yeah. She's directed my music video. What else has she done? The list goes on. She's, like, writing books and stuff. Okay, so she's got that. She, like, piece in a magazine, like, talking about, like, cooking and stuff. And I just don't get where she gets all her energy from. And, like, the creativity is just running through her, and it's very inspiring.
Oh, thanks, Melina. It's,
yeah. Hey.
Play me a song, Melina.
I'm playing.
It's not Dave. Not picking up the guitar and playing me a song. But pick me a love song, one that you might dedicate to Michelle.
Can I pick it from the
anywhere
list?
You want? The world. You can pick it from the list. You can pick it from the world. I don't care.
Oh, I'm picking it from the list because I got a good list. Yeah. So I think the song that I'm going to pick is by Heatwave, and it's called "Always and Forever."
Oh, romantic.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Some romantic organ.
Let's listen.
Chilling on the beach, you're with your lover, looking at each other's eyes.
Wow, this is quite overdone.
Stop.
Always and forever, each moment with you. It's just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile.
Is there anyone in mind when this song happens that you're on the beach with?
maybe not someone that I like, but this. Fun fact, this is my parents' song. This is their love song.
Oh my God.
And they actually danced to it at their wedding. And I remember, like, as a young kid, I used to think this was, like, the corniest song ever. Because they would, like, wake up in the morning on their, like, anniversaries and, like, dance to this.
Oh,
and
my
the
God.
Record on. I know, it's so cute.
Bring the house down.
And, yeah, this track means a lot to me because it just makes me think of them. Yeah.
Melina.
That is beautiful.
In the studio.
Is there any equivalent for that for you, Michelle? Is there,
no. Did you? My parents, like, had, like, a courthouse wedding after knowing
That's
each other
romantic.
For, like, 3 months.
That's pretty
wow.
romantic. That's
yeah,
tight.
That's, pretty, yeah, I was going to say, that's fiery. Can you imagine a love song your parents would love?
Yeah, I included an interesting song on my list, and it's by Kim Jung-mi, is the singer. And I was in Korea for the last month and a half, just hanging out, and I'm working on a book right now about my
Incredible.
Relationship with my mom and about
Your mom is Korean.
Cooking. Yeah, my mom's Korean, and one of the promoters told me about this kind of like, he's like the Phil Spector of Korea without, like, you know, the insanity. Yeah, and his name is Shin Jung-hyung, and he kind of is a really well-known sort of like 70s psychedelic rock composer and guitarist, and he wrote this song. So it's called Haenim, and it's like about, I think, like chilling in the sun. But yeah, my aunt told me that my mom and her used to like sing this other song of his, and so I just wanted to include some Korean music on there. Maybe my mom could have convinced my dad to dance to this.
Let's hear it.
Girl, ooh, yeah.
a smokiness to that voice that I like. It kind of somehow reminds me of, you know, Marianne Faithfull at all. There's a little bit of that in there.
Yeah, I really
English
like it.
English singer.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got kind of into Korean music while I was over there. I got the chance to see some cool bands and get to know a little bit about it.
Do you ever, can you sing or do you speak Korean?
I speak a little bit of Korean, though. I definitely got a lot better while I was over there, but I'm by no means fluent. But my goal is to cover the song that my mom and her sister used to sing at karaoke. So I promise my aunt the next time I go back to Korea, I will have learned to.
Do you know what it's called?
It's called Coffee Hanjan, and it's by this two sister group called the Pearl Sisters. It's another Shin Junhyun composition that he wrote for them. But yeah, I'm going to try to learn that one.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ELS Studio, a premium audio experience for the open road. With ELS Studio Premium Audio, every musical note you hear plays like a unique combination of artistry, emotion, and engineering. Developed with 8-time Grammy Award-winning recording engineer Elliot Shiner, it immerses the listener in studio-like sound, the way the artist intended it to be heard. ELS Studio Premium Audio, precision-crafted audio performance exclusively from Acura. Support also comes from the Lagunitas Brewing Company, starting on a tiny stove in Northern California and now helping bands get their start on a tiny desk. Lagunitas is committed to helping bands reach more ears through beers. See more ways Lagunitas supports artists, musicians, and nonprofit community groups at lagunitas.com.
I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Melina Duterte of J. Som and Michelle's Honor of Japanese Breakfast. They're playing guest DJ here on Valentine's Day.
My two favorite guitar players in the U.S. are Melina Duterte and and actually Meg from Hand Habits is such a shredder. She also plays in Kevin Morby's band.
And she's,
absolutely.
Yeah. She's amazing. She's an amazing guitar player. So I'm actually touring with like my
she
two
really
favorite
is.
Guitar players in the U.S. But while I was in Korea, I realized that my two favorite guitar players in the world are two young Korean women. One plays in a band called Parasol, and one plays in a band called Sesonyeon. And she's kind of like, she's just like this really funky guitar player that's like 19 years old and just totally blew my mind. There's some really amazing music I had no idea about over there.
I don't know who picked what here, so I'm just going to play this song because it's one of my very favorite love songs, so I just want to thank whoever picked this, and here it comes.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's me.
Michelle.
Yeah. So sad.
Yeah, this is the magnetic field. See, I'm kind of the other
side of love.
Yes.
I guess I could take a sleeping pill and sleep back well and not have to go through what I go through. I guess I should take Prozac right and just smile all night at somebody new. Somebody not too bright but sweet and kind who would try to get you off my mind. I could leave this agony behind, which is just what I
wonderful dark fellow is Stephen Merritt. Yeah, for those who don't know, there was a record called 69 Love Songs that is, you know, it just is what it is, four CDs in the days when it was all CDs. I'd say if you're in the midst of a breakup or about to fall in love, you should listen to this all 69 love songs in a row and then continue with whatever direction your love was going in.
Yeah, that's a great way to spend Valentine's Day.
God, that would be. His face, he's so hard to read when he sings. He's so droll, and these songs are just so perfectly formed. Do you ever try to put that kind of emotion, that kind of thought about love into song? It's something that everybody seems to tackle at one point or another, and always seems to be, they come out like mushy, like the one that you played, you know, earlier from your parents, or cheesy, I guess is another word. But it's hard to do, right?
Yeah, it's very hard to do. And I think it's really important to be vulnerable. And, you know, embracing that is important as well. You have this freedom to be as cheesy as you want and, you know, as mushy as you want with, like, love songs. Or you can be as, like, ambiguous about love. And like, you can make these lyrics that don't actually have words that say love in it. Yeah, that's, like, the beauty of, like, making love songs is you just have this freedom to not be so straightforward about it.
You did this, so I'm going to start to bring this in here.
Oh no.
No? You don't want it? No?
Oh, you can if you want. I just...
what are you shaking your head for? What's the hesitation?
Yeah, I just...
What a dreamy.
It's a beautiful.
Thank you.
It's lipstick stains.
Sounds like irregular breathing, just like the way that song flows.
Yeah, it's very
like
pulsy.
Like nervous irregular breathing when you're thinking about someone you're crushing on.
Oh, that's exactly it.
Aww.
Oh, Michelle.
That's absolutely sweet.
That's cool that you say that. Yeah, when I wrote that, I like really wanted to capture that the feeling of like being infatuated with someone, so I made it this very short-lived song, and like the lyrics are also kind of the same way. Someone leaves this imprint on you and it's very passionate and you don't know like how long it's going to last. Yeah.
Beautiful. You want to pick the next one, Melina?
Let's go to This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads. How about that?
There's so many great sentiments about this song that I love. My favorite is just the the less we say it about it, the better, and better. Make it up mm-hmm. as you go along. And what is it that attracts you to that besides it's a great song?
Yeah, besides that. Well, I think there's something so special about the way David Byrne sings the song. Like, the words are so delicate and careful, but he sings it so, like, firmly. The arrangement itself is just repeating. It's just like the cyclical chord progression just over and over again. Like, it's also called, like, naive melody.
Right.
So I really like that
wow.
as well. It's just, like, it's so poetic in nature. Like, it's the entire form of, like, the song, just everything about it. It's just perfectly, like, executed. He doesn't really have to say, like, I love you to make that come across as, like, a love song.
Sorry.
Let me tell it.
I think Craig would be really stoked if we covered that, if that was the song
Ooh.
We covered on this tour.
Wait, do you remember one time when we karaoke'd in Portland?
In Portland.
And he did Once in a Lifetime?
Once
oh
in
my
a lifetime.
Gosh, he had his finger up like David Byrne. It was
and
incredible.
It was amazing. And the whole crowd just joined him and sang oh. along.
I think you've just nailed it. I think you've got your I think you've got your song.
Yeah, Melina and I will both just take a back seat and play guitar, and Craig can take
I'm
the
down.
Take the lead vocal on that one.
If I were in the
you
audience, I'd want
yourself.
You to come up. Yeah, I'd want you to come up front. I like the sentiment of home too, and mm-hmm. that love, the comfort of home and the comfort of being in love. That same sort of, if you can be as comfortable where you live and where your home is as you are in love, then that's pretty much the best in life.
Yeah, he that's probably wrote that
love.
On tour.
Yeah.
Well, that was the other thing I was thinking about, because musicians in home, it's the yearning, yeah? It's the thing that calls you not too far along on your ride out on the road.
Yeah. It's your anchor.
Yep. Melina, if you had to pick a song, since I played a song of yours, if you had to pick a song of Michelle's that is a great love song, would that
ooh.
Be hard to do?
Oh, wow.
I have one in mind, but I want you to pick one.
Oh, you have one in mind?
I did.
I mean, I love
There's
all
a lot.
Of her songs. There's yeah. a lot. I
a
might
lot
pick one from the first record. Oh, I really feel, I'm feeling the pressure.
What one is
I don't
it?
Wanna, I don't want to disappoint you, Michelle.
Spill the beans.
I'm spilling the beans. You're about to hear it all.
Let me hear the beans.
I feel like picking Everybody Wants to Love You would just
oh,
be...
that's pretty,
you
know, pretty that's, fitting, yeah.
Honestly, I love that song so much. I was listening to that yesterday, and I was like, Everybody
so annoying.
Wants to love you. Stop. You know you wrote that hit song. You know.
Ah, here it comes.
Nice.
Can I get your number?
Do you do impressions of each other? Is that...
All the time.
Okay, she does an impression of me, and I always sound like a gremlin. I don't know why she thinks like a goblin or something. I'm like, I don't sound like a monster, Michelle.
I feel like you have a lower voice. I guess we both have kind of lower speaking voices.
True.
But I think I play it up in my Melina impression.
Everybody wants to love... I'm sorry.
Whereas, like, my singing voice is so high.
It's very high, yeah.
Let's hear it. So I had a really different idea of what to play. So can I just do
okay.
this and just see what the reaction is to it? Which is,
yeah.
Which is, it's a little, it's
oh.
the darker one.
Yeah, okay. That's much darker.
Till Death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this song. The song is so good. The tiny desk is amazing. Sorry, I have to say it, Michelle. Yeah. But it's so good.
The song was so hard to sing. Oh, it's so high. And I actually did the vocal take laying down when we first put it. Because Craig was like, you can project better sometimes when you're laying down. So I did this vocal laying down so I could hit all the notes. But I think
that's cool.
I wrote the song in the studio, and when I came up with the piano part, I was like, is this too cheesy? It feels very like you know, something out of Lady and the Tramp or something. And he's like, no, it's great. It sounds like the Carpenters. And I was like, oh, okay, that's enough like for you to save to reassure me.
Also, that key change. Ooh,
yeah,
hot,
yeah.
Hot.
It's just a spicy key change at the end.
Very spicy.
I'm going to listen more.
When I told this saxophone player what to play, I was like, I sent him like a stock photo of like a saxophone player in a fedora, like playing over like a steaming manhole in an alley.
Sexy.
I was like, that's how you should play this line that I've written on the keyboard.
Perfection.
Nailed it. So I have a couple of images here I'm going to go with because to help wrap up our show. One is that I think when the East Coast leg of this tour happens, which I hope it will, yes.
We'll see.
Yeah. Hmm. So when that happens, because it will, yeah. you're going to drive, you're going to both drive in the same van to Washington to NPR, and you're going to come up to the fourth floor, and you're going to get behind the desk, and you're going to do some things together for about 15 minutes.
Oh, we're going to have some wind chimes, right, Michelle?
Yeah, it's going to be our 15-minute rendition of Crash Into Me, played only on wind chimes.
And Bob is going to do some interpretive dance. Got
there
it.
There you go. Okay. All right. So we've nailed that. And then so when you're driving to NPR and you're in a van together, you're going to pick one more love song. What song would you two pick together?
Besides Crash Into Me.
Besides Crash
Into Me. You might.
That was a very mutual choice.
Yeah. I want one more. I want the one.
Gosh.
Michelle, what are you listening to right now?
What am I listening to right now? I really like that
Yeji. Were you about to say Yeji?
Yeah, I met up with Yeji. That's another Korean artist that I really like. Repping Korea really hard in this. But I don't really feel like she's a big love songwriter, really.
Yeah. She's got those dance hits.
I love that the last one on my picks was that SZA record, and you know.
Ooh, oh, I like that too. The
SZA,
Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
I picked The Weeknd.
I love that song.
It's the most modern take on, you know, love and like polyamory in a healthy way.
That entire album is like so good for just.
I think she has the most incredible, just original melody that's just so meandering but also so catchy somehow. So
Tuesday,
I picked
Wednesday,
The Weeknd.
Well, let's go out on that. I love this. You all have Valentine's Day plans, or are you on the
I'll be
road?
On a plane to Seattle to meet up with J-Som to start the tour.
And I'll be on a van up, going up to Seattle to meet Japanese Breakfast for the first time.
Listening to Dave Matthews.
Yes.
Oh, no, we'll listen to 69 Love Songs. Yeah.
69 Love Songs and Dave Matthews. And we're going to bring our wind chimes.
And maybe this by SZA?
Yep.
Definitely.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
This was great. I really loved it.
Thank you.
I loved it too.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Melina Duterte of J-Som and Michelle's Honor of Japanese Breakfast are going to do a little West Coast tour. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. Happy Valentine's Day.
Satisfied through